Okay, so now we the Mishnah is like this. Tomnin b'shlachin u'metaltin otan. So as we said earlier, I explained previously that we saw in the previous Mishnahs that there is this notion that mukta and hatmana don't go together. That you can do hatmana in certain with certain materials, and that can still be mukta, like we saw yesterday's daf, right? Where we said there that you do the tevin or the mochin, the mochin to mukta. So that's the Mishnah here. Tomi mishlachin. What are shlachin? Gemara says shlachin here. Rashi says shlachin orot kamo v'shit targum vayishlach. Vayishalach. Right? So shalchin ya shlachin, however you pronounce this word. Right? They are shlachin, right? So shlachin are leathers, so skins. So you can do hatmana with them, and metaltin, you can move them as well. And metaltin dotan, bain shit taman bain, bain shlo taman bain. So Rashi, important aloha here. Rashi is whether you did hatmana with them, or you didn't do hatmana with them, they are not mukta. Why? Dechazu lemizga alayu. Lemizga alayu here. The understanding, we saw this yesterday, we saw it the other day with regards to the, what was it we used that we said, I think the mochin, that you can lean on them, that you can recline on them. What was it? We had that word there. We had this exact word, we spoke about it. I don't remember what it was on. We saw it, that you, we said, was it muktzah, wasn't it muktzah? Because you could recline on them. And so that's the idea over there. And I can't remember it right now. Okay, so that is leather. Then the next halacha is, right, a begizay tzemer, and then you can do atmana in gizay tzemer, right? And gizay tzemer avia of wool, the ain metalti, but you can't carry them. Now, why can't you carry them? Look at Rashi. The ain metalti notam, the muktzot hain, strands of wool, they're mukta because you've set them aside to either to put them into to litavot, means basically to make strands out of them, to make whatever, or to weave with them. In other words, they're already in a process, they're already mukta, right? So the difference between the leather is not a problem because you can in it, the wool you can't use any other than to do what you're going to do for the purpose of them of working. So they become mukts, but you can do hatmana with them. Whereas now Ketzad who will say, how does he do this? All right, what's the problem with how does he do this? With the Gizay Tzemer, we said you can do hatmana, but you can't move them. They're mukta. So now there's a problem because if you're going to put your pot surrounded by these Gizay Tzemer, all this wool, come Shabbos morning, you want to eat your cholent. How do you get to the pot? You can't move mukta. We say you can't move. Move doesn't mean carry from one. Move means this. This is called moving. Okay, that's moving already. We discussed at the very beginning when we spoke about mukta and parik on the second parik. We said by met tomnin, not by met tomnin, but by met likin. When we spoke over there, the introduction to the parik, we said that mukta, you can touch mukta. You can't move mukta. Remember that? Aaron nodding his head. It's important. Mukta is not asu to touch. You can touch mukta. You can't move it. So how do you use gizet semer if you can't move it? That's the Mishnah's question. Ketzad who will say, look at Rashi over here. Zeshe taman bin, you did hatmana. Ketzad yitol kedarto. How do you take your pot? Hoil v'asutan, you can't move this wool. Sharei hi tmuna kula bahen. The idea of hatmana is it's fully immersed. How do you get to your pot? Right, so the Gemara Mishnah says like this. Noteret ha-kisui. You take the cover. Look at Rashi. Watch the cover carefully. Rashi says, notel kisui shel kedaira, sheshtra kli alea. Your lid of your pot is a kli. So it's not mukta. It's got a kli. Va'afagav shehen alea. And even though you got this flex on top of it, he says, doesn't matter. Lo echpata. Why? The Lord na'aseit basis lahen. Don't think for a second that the pot became muktzah because the pot is a basis ledavar ha'asur. The pot's not a basis ledavar ha'asur because the nesoret of the pishtan is batel by the pot. On the contrary, the pot is more important than the nesoret. So therefore, the pot is what overrides the nesoret, is Rashi. The Lord has ever said, "Vashein asui el lechasuk." The whole purpose that it's there is to cover the pot. What do we care about the pot? The pot's the ikar. So it's not where you've got a tray and a candelabra on the tray, and the tray now becomes a basis because your important thing is your candelabra. No, the pot is what's important, and we ignore lo echpatan, says Rashi. Then you got this nesor, but you take the lid, You still can't take the nesoret off because muktzah. You pick up the lid, and he says, "Have you looked in the Mishnah?" And they fall over. So that's Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says no. Omer kupa mate al tzida venotel. He says differently. He says, you can't take the lid. So you take the whole pot, this whole concoction of mix and everything. You turn it on its side and you let everything fall out. Why? He says, Shema yitol venu yachol achzir. Because you might end up taking, look at Rashi, Shema yitol hakadera, not the flax. You might take the pot. The yiplua gizin, and then the flax will fall. Shemikan umikan letoch guma, into like this hole where you had made the hole to put your pot in. Sheyashva bahen. The imitz tarech lachzor. Like now, you want to put back the pot back into that mana. Lo yuchal taltel gizin lekan lekam lasor guma lachshav tocha. Now you got a problem. You can't get the gizin out, the flax out, because muktzah. So Rabbi Nazar is telling us, think ahead. It's all very well to say we'll take it out. Take it out. What's going to happen? Like anything, if you got sand in a hole, right? As you dig this, as you lift something out of the hole, all the sand falls in. You know, the hole doesn't stay. The sand falls in. It fills up part of the hole. You can't get your pot back. Sure, Tanakama says, no problem. Lift up the lid. The gizim will fall out. Then you can take your pot and whatever the case. Rabbi says, Barazel says, no. If you want to put the stuff back in, you're not going to be able to move the gizim because they're muktzah. That's the mission. That's a good Gemara. Yatir, Rabbi Yonatan ben Achinai, Rabbi Yonatan ben Lazar. So these two Amoraim were standing together. Rabbi Yonatan ben Lazar was starting. Yatir, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, Gabai, and Rabbi Chanina was there with them. He started asking the two of them questions. Right? So Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yonatan, two Rabbi Yonatans, were being questioned by Rabbi Chanina. He says like this. He says, when the Mishnah says that you can use these shlachin, these leathers, is it shlachin shebal abaitnan? Aval shel uman, but an artisan, like let's say a leather man, a tailor, who makes goods out of leather, right? A leather producer. So those would be muktzah. Kevan de kapir alayhu lo metaltin, you can't carry them. You might be able to use them for atmana, but they'd be muktzah, you can't carry them. Why? Look at Rashi over here. Shel balabayit nan de mutal taltin, you can carry them. She'ein omdin lemachay, he's not going to sell them. But lo kapir alayhu kimitan, he doesn't care, they get a bit dirty. And therefore you can rely, you can lean on them, you can do whatever you want. Aval shel uman, an artisan, a professional, she'omdot lemochran, he's going to sell these goods eventually. Kapida is very careful about them. Hilchach lo lemizga kamai kaim, he's not letting you use them to lie on or to sit on. So therefore his kapida, they aren't available for other uses. So therefore, ein metaltin, you can use them for atmana, but you can't carry them, become muktzah. That's his question. Or dilma, or maybe not. Shel uman tnan, on the contrary, we actually, the Mishnah is discussing an uman. And an uman we don't worry about. And kosher kain shabalabayit, right? It makes sense. If an uman who's makpid you can use, and you can definitely use a balabayit who's not makpid, if you can use a balabayit, maybe his you can, and uman you can't. So with an uman, it's an either or. With a balabayit, with an uman, it's both. With a balabayit, it's either or, right? That's his question. So, Amar lehu, Amar le Rabbi Yonatan ben Lazar. So now, Yonatan ben Elazar answers to Rabbi Yonatan and to Rabbi Chanina. And he says like this, Mistabra shabalabaitnan. He says, to me it makes sense that it's balabait, and it's not the uman. And therefore he's being machmir. If it was an uman, it wouldn't be mutar. And a balabait is mutar. Why? Because you look patlo. Aval shel uman kapir alai, he's worried about. So Amar le Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. So Rabbi Chanina bar Chama says to the two of them, Kacham Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Right? So he says, so too, says Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi. Right? Now remember this guy, this is Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, who said like this, Abba Shalchahava. His father was, look at Rashi, an Uman la'abet orot. He was a leather guy. This was his profession. And he was Shalchahava, va'amar, and therefore, so he knew, right? In other words, he had experience in these things because his father dealt in leathers. Va'amar, what did he say? And Rashi points out that even during Chol, during the week, not on Shabbos, well, especially during the week, right? In other words, he said during the week, Haviu shlachin v'nei sheva leyen. He says, you know what? Bring me the shlachin and let's sit on them. Alma lo kapid. Therefore, he says over here, right? Rabbi Chanina says to him, I don't understand why. You telling me, so, he's supporting what he says, right? Because he says, Mistabra sheva, no, other way around, apologize. Rabbi Yonatan said to them, it appears to me, we're discussing balabait. If it's Bala Bayit, then it would mean that a woman you couldn't use. He said, well, why are you telling me that? He says, I heard from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, whose father was a leather woman. And during the week, he said, bring him, rely on them. In other words, what's the problem? He wasn't makpid. The Bala Bayit didn't care during the week. So it appears that the Mishnah was speaking about the Uman as well. Sorry, the Uman, not the Bala Bayit. So now, so we've got two opinions here, right? We've got the Lechumra. Rabbi Yonatan is Lechumra. He says, no, the Mishnah is discussing Bala Bayit. Therefore, an Uman is Asur. Where Rabbi Chanina says, no, we have got a proof here from Rabbi Shmuel, whose father was a leather guy, that it couldn't be discussing an Uman, and therefore it's Lekula. So we've got an Oser Bala Uman, Matir Uman. The Gemara's Akasha now. Says like this on this last pin where it says mutar. He says, Maitivay, Nisarin Shabalabayit, when it comes to wooden planks. I think Nisarin are planks of wood, right? Any English translation there? How do they call it? What's a Nisarin? I think we're speaking about planks of wood. Planks of wood. Right? Steve? Taking too long? Okay.
Wooden boards.
Okay, yeah, planks of wood, right? Shabalabayit, metaltinotam, you can carry them. Vashel uman and metaltinotam. However, he even says there, the brighter, that if a woman, you, as a rule, you can't. So we're already seeing the direction here that a woman is makpid, right, is particular. However, im chishev lehenalehen patlorchin, if you're going to use them as a table, bainkach ubainkach metal, then you can. So it seems over here, what's your problem? It seems he's got a kasha here, Rabbi Chanina. The brighter says that with Nesarim you can't. So why are Nesarim different to leather? He says, no. Shani Nesarim, the capital line. He says, no. Actually, carpenters are more particular about their wood than leather merchants are about their leather. Okay, if that's a fact, I'm not sure if that's his answer. The more he gives tries again. Toshma, another brighter now, right? Orot, now comes to leather. Bain Abudin, or Bain Jen Abudin, whether they've already been worked on, right, processed or not, Mutar letaltlan b'Shabbat. This is orot. Doesn't say here now if it's a balabait or uman, right? It says mutar letaltlan b'Shabbat. Lo amru abudin. Now the brother says, why are we specifying abudin that they processed? They've already been through some sort of process. Leinyan tumah bilvad. With regards to tumah, what's the issue of regards to tumah? Look at Rashi. With regards to tumah bilvad. The last wide lines, the abudin makabin tumah velosh edan abudin, because leather that hasn't been, it's just a piece of leather, stump piece of leather, is makabel tumah, because it's not a kli, it's not gemar melachtam. Once it's been processed, it becomes a kli, and a kli is makabel tumah. Like we saw the other day with the axe. Remember, we had the eights, the handle of the axe. We said stump 18 lo makabim tumah, right? They're not a kli, a piece of wood. That's why we could use wood for a sukkah. I said. Because it's not a makabel tumah. When you make something into a kli, it becomes a makabel tumah. Same thing with leather. A piece of leather hide, as you flay the animal, it's nothing. Oh, you treat it a bit, you comb it, you clean it up a bit, you etc. It becomes a kli, and it'll become a makabel tumah. So it's the same thing, and that's why the Mishnah mentioned that. But in other words, the understanding here in the Braita is that orot, bein abudin, bein sh'arabudin, mutar letaltlan b'Shabbat. And the Mishnah, the Braita, made no distinction here between balabait or uman. So it seems over here that no problem, right? It's lakula. So it says, Lo amun avin elamin. So it says, my love, lo shna balabayit, lo shna shuman. We see it makes no difference. Even uman you can. This is again, support Rabbi Chanina. So it says, lo, no. This bright is talking about shabalabayit. Only about balabayit. When we said there, that, orot, bein abudin, bein shen abudin, you can move them on Shabbos, it's a balabayit, not a uman. The Gemara is a bit confused. Aval shel uman mai, or uman ein metaltelin. We can't do that. We can't carry an uman. And this seems to support Rabbi Yonatan against Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara says, I don't understand. V'yachi, if that's the case, because if we really, what are we saying for a moment? We're saying this brighter is discussing only a balabait, not an uman. It's not clear from the brighter. And the brighter is discussing mukta, and then sidesteps a second and discusses tumah. So what's it like? We saw this limud, similar limud the other day. It says, "V'lo amru abudin el inyan tumah bilvad," and that's why it mentioned tumah. Don't get confused. Nothing to do about it. I don't understand. If that's the case, leflug v'litni bedida. While in the Mishnah, bedida means on the subject at hand. With what are we discussing? What's our topic under discussion? Mukta. If it's the case, why did the Mishnah make a distinction about tumah? and not make a distinction about balabait and uman. Bamed, and it should have said like this. Im, it says bilvad liflok v'litni, but dida on mukta bamed the varim amurim b'shabalabait ababashel uman lo. That's what the Mishnah should have said. Why tell me tuma? Tell me about the balabait and uman. Look at Rashi over there. Liflug bedida, but tiltul gufa ikka liflug. I should argue there specifically about tiltul, about mukta. But shall uman bain abudin, klanshan abudin, the abudin capital I, you see, with regards to an uman, bain abudin, shan abudin, there's a difference. Why? Because when it comes to abudin, he's capital I. That's what we should have said. And by me, remember what he's speaking about, the abudin mutal taltlan, but shall balabayit. Right, but the abudin mutar tlalam b'shel balabai when the balabait about shel uman me'achal she'avdan kapid. No, it doesn't. The Mishnah should have explained to us what we're speaking about. So the Gemara says, no. Why wasn't it necessary to make this distinction? So it wasn't necessary at all for the simple reason. Could have balabait kamairi. We're only discussing balabait. You trying to confuse us here by trying to force the issue of uman into this brayta. This brayta wasn't interested in uman. This brayta wasn't trying to solve the machlokes between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonatan. This brayta was discussing about balabait. It came along and mentioned the issue of the ibud just for God to tuma kitnai or melochitanaim orot shebalabait metaltinotan v'shel uman and metaltinotan. There's a melochitanaim. Can you or can't you? Rabbi Yossi says echadze v'echadze metaltinotan. He says that you can. So we see over here that this brayta has nothing to do with it. It's like a melochitanaim. There's one brayta discussing an uman and one brayta discussing about a balabait and this brayta discussing about a balabait and therefore. It isn't a case here of Uman at all, and it appears that Uman, from this example of here, wouldn't be able to, and the Mishnah would be discussing Balabait only, and not Uman. Uman would be Mukta. Okay, Gemara carries on now and says like this, Hadur Yatve Ukami Baile. So now we had the same three guys, right? We had Rabbi Yonatan ben Achinai, Rabbi Yonatan ben Lazar, and Rabbi Chanina ben Chama. He says, Hadur Yatve, he was sitting there again, Ukribal and ask the same question from them again. Look at Rashi, I think Rashi mentioned it. Haruyatve Henech Rabban and Rael. These rabbis we had earlier on, these same Amoraim, it's the same people, new scenario, new question. Haditnan. Now this is very important, by the way. Anybody who's writing down things, this is something to write down because now we're suddenly finding and on Mem Tet. I would have preferred this to be on Daf Lamed Tet because we would have remembered that the Lamed Tet Melochah is on Shabbos. But you can remember that it's on Mem Tet. Anyhow, so it's not Lamed Tet, it's Mem Tet. It should be Lamed Tet. But we know that on Melochos, there are 39 Melochos on Shabbos. How do we have 39? Mem Chaser Echad, 40 less 1. That's how the Gemara speaks. The Mishnah doesn't say 39, it says 40 less 1. So the Mishnah said like this. The Gemara says, what was the question? He quotes the Mishnah. Haditnam, we got a Mishnah. It's about Bekami. We learned as later on in this Gemara, we said in Mem Samach Ayin in about 30 days' time, or 3 weeks approximately. Right? Ditna, b'gol Mishnah, avot melachot, arba'im chaser echad. The melochas of Shabbos are 40 less 1. So, connected me, where is this 40 less 1, this 39, what is it about? What are these melochas of Shabbos about? It's a good question to ask now, Daf Mem Tet, right? 48 Daf In, it's about, you know, what's it about, right? So, he says, connected me. So, he says, Amar Lehu, so whoever's answering says to the other two, Amar Lehu, Rabbi Chanina ben Chama. Right, so Rechem and Chama answers the other two Rabbi Yonatans, Keneged Avodot HaMishkan. To do with the Mishkan, the Avodot in the Mishkan. Look at Rashi over here. Keneged Avodot HaMishkan, Otan Aminuyot Sham BePeriklal Gadol. We'll come to that later on, the Periklal Gadol. Hayot Shechino Mishkan, all these melochas were necessary in the Mishkan. UParshat Shabbat Nismecha LePasha Melechet HaMishkan. And there's a smichut parshiot. We'll come to it. We'll learn it all. Don't worry. And there's the smichut parshiot. We learn Mishkan Shabbos. Why Shabbos? That's Mishkan. What's the Mishkan? The Melochas. The Melochas on Shabbos. So Amar Lehi Rabbi Yonatan Bar Elazar. Rabbi Yonatan says to the two of them, Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi Ben Lakunya. He says, no. It's a different reason why we've got 39 Melochas. And this is a little bit more complicated. I'm not going to go into too much detail. Okay? How are we doing for time? What's the time? Right, so he says over here that what is it about? It says keneged melacha, melachto, umelechet shebet Torah. These words feature many times in the Torah. You'll see actually in a second. We'll look. Rabbeinu Chananya, I'll try to do a calculation. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but there's a mathematical error here in this calculation. I might be missing something. We'll look at it together in a second. But he says, yeah, in the Torah, we got the words melacha, melachto, and melechet plenty times. There are 39 times it appears that are actually used not for any other particular purpose, other than about melochas of the Rashi on Shabbos. Look at Rashi over here. It says Shabbat Torah. Shektuvim b'chol haTorah. In the whole Torah, the Hachik Amar Kra, the pasuk in Shmot says, Lo ta'aseh kol melacha. It's not Shabbos. Lo ta'aseh kol melacha. Keminyan kol melacha Shabbat Torah. Lo ta'aseh kol melacha. Don't do melacha on Shabbos. For as many times this melacha is mentioned in the Torah, and he comes up with a net figure of 39. And just look in the Gemara for a second. Right? He says, Ya arba'im chaser achat. And they're 39, they're 40 less 1. Now, just humor me for a second. I know we're running really loud. I apologize, but I didn't get messed up. But let's just not lose focus on the sugya. Go to Rabbeinu Hananel and look towards the lower third, the beginning of the last third of Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel, there's an aleph actually there. There's a cheshek shlomo, a he'arade. He's the aleph like, you know, with a half a bracket. Right? It says, Vehein samach aleph. Now go up a little bit. Amar Yochanan ben Lazar, Keneged Melechet u'melacha shebatorah, v'hein Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph is 61. It says that if you count in the whole Torah, the melacha and melachot, you get 61 of them. Then he says, u'keshetotzi gimel melachot, aktuvin b'vayachulu hashamayim. In those three, v'yachulu hashamayim, it's clearly speaking about Shabbos, or maybe it's not thinking about melachas. There are three of them there, take out three. V'arba shekatuv bahen v'asita v'yaseh v'taseh u'leregel ha'melacha. They'll take out those four. They also have got their own purposes. V'yud gimel and another 13 shekatav kol melechet avodah lo tasu, etc. He says there you got 21. Now if I add up 3 and 4 and 13, I'll come to 20. Now maybe one of you all know how to get 3, 4 and 13 to make 21. I don't. Okay, but let's assume that it's my problem and not Rabbeinu Hananel's misprint, maybe. Then he says, Nisharu arba. If you've got 21 of them, then there's 40 melochas left of these words in the Torah. Ubichlalam, in those, Sheshet Yamim Mechule, Lotase Melacha. So take out that one, and you've got 39. Velama, Kimferush Amru Betalmud, Eret Yisrael, the Torah Talmud Yerushalmi, it says there. Sheba zeh katuv lashlim lamed tet melachot b'Torah, v'yesh mi shemotzi mikal elu arba'im, and there's some who take those 40, v'yavo Yosef, out of those 40, v'yavo Yosef abayte lasot melachto. There the Torah is speaking about Yosef kabam on that day with Potiphar's wife, lasot melachto. And melachto there clearly means melachto to have relations with her. So it's nothing to do with it. Take out that one. V'nisharu lamed tet. Then you've got exactly 39. V'yesh mi shemotzi v'amelacha eta dayam. There when they were building the Mishkan, it says, Amalachat Adayam. Ledivra kol nisharim lametet. So ever you get, Rabbi Elchanan's got a couple of options here of how you get to the lametet 39 melochas of Shabbos are relevant for Shabbos. And look back in our Gemara. Now our Gemara is going to discuss a couple in and out. We're not going to spend too much time on. Look at this. So now back in our Gemara. So we're going to Arim Chashechat. So Abaya, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was Kasha. And we're going to see again Rabbi Yosef is speaking to Abaya. We've seen this throughout the whole Masechet Shabbos. Abaya and Rabbi Yosef have a lot to talk to each other about, right? Remember, Abaya took over, was Rabbi, grew up with Rabbi. They were colleagues, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, etc. But Yavo Abaya to Lasot Melachto. This is Yosef. He came home Melachto. Mimin Yanehu or lo? Rabbi Yosef wants to know, is that word Melachto part of the counting or not part of the counting? So Amale Abaya. So Abaya says, what's the problem? Veleiti Sefer Torah Velimni. Bring a Chumash. Let's count. Oh, what's the problem? Right? What's the big deal? We take Chumash, we count. Me lo amar Rabbi Bar Barchan Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't we already see Rabbi Bar Yochanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, lo zazu misham ad sheviu sefer Torah banum. There was a case that he quoted. Rabbi said, Rabbi Yochanan said they had a dispute. They brought a Torah. They never left the room till they counted. Because Rashi, they lo zazu misham. Rashi says interesting. We've seen this a couple of times before. To Rabbi Akiva Eger the Gidon Hashas, he sends us back there to Brachot Daf Kaf Hey. Those you remember. We saw in Brachot Daf Kaf Hey a whole list of Rekid Avi brought over there of where Rashi says, I don't know the place. Remember that? Anybody remember? We went Brachot and we saw it a few times afterwards. So look there, Rashi says there, you go to this Rashi of here, Lo Yadane Heiche Itma. I don't know where this is written, this, about Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Bar Barchanan counting. And you see that little circle there next to the law with a line through it? That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you go to Rabbi Akiva Eiger there, Gidon Hashas, it says there, Ayin Brachot Daf Kafei Amud Bet Rashi Di Ramatchil Man Shamat Lei, etc. right? And then lists the whole list of all the places Rashi mentions out of the Gemara where he said, I don't know where the places are. And this is one of them. So Rashi said, I don't know where it is. He says, Umi u efshar, he said, Inyan vav de gachon itma mi de prachina ranami bekidushin. It could be another passage of vav of the word of gachon, is it counted, etc., etc. And let's carry on. So now, Amar Leis, Rabbi Yossi says to Abaya, Ki mesapkeli, what's my safek? I'm not worried about, is it in the Torah, or how do you count, whatever. He's not going to safek. What's my safek? Mishum dichtiv, vahamalacha hayta dayam. Miminyanu, and there it says that it is miminyana. Remember Rabbeinu Hananel said that some people include Dayam, some people take out Dayam, some people take out the case of Yosef. So that's his question. He says, if Dayam is in, then Yosef Melocha must be out. That's what Yosef say. V'ha command am lasot shorchav nichnas. And there are those who, and according to the one who says lasot shorchav is included in the number. So is Malachata Dayam miminyanu, v'ha command am lasot shorchav. And Odil Mavi Yavo Abayt Lasot Melachto Miminyanahu is Miminyana. And then this wouldn't be in the Miminyana. V'hai HaMelacha Eta Adayam, right? V'hai HaMelacha Eta Adayam Hach Amar Deshayin Lei Avidate. And that, when it says there HaMelacha Eta Adayam, he's talking about something else. So if Melachto is in, then HaMelacha Eta Adayam goes out. And then what would HaMelacha Eta Adayam mean? Look at Rashi there. HaMelacha Eta Adayam, Rashi says, Hach Amar Deshayin Lei Avidate. Look at Rabbeinu Likutei Rashi for a second. He says the Shalim Le'avidata. It's a Gemara there later on. He says Shaya Hanedava Kedai Lashlim. That was enough in the Beit HaMikdash. They had enough, and enough things were brought, and therefore it wouldn't apply over there. And the answer is Taiku. They haven't got an answer. Which one is included? They're not sure how to get to the Pesukim. Okay, Gemara goes on. Tana Kamand Amar Kenegda Avod HaMishkan. So now we're making a brighter that supports the opinion that why, what is this 39 Melochas come from? Right, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama said, for the Mishkan, here's a brighter. The Tanya Ein Chavin Ela Melacha Shechiyotze Baita Mishkan. You only Chayv or Melochas. You're the ones in the Mishkan. Heim Zaru. They look. It's amazing how many Melochas are all got to do with dyes, with simamanim. Even today, we've got a gzari. One of the gzaris for using medicine on Shabbos is Shema Yishchaka Simanim. You might come to grind the herbs. Why? To make dyes. A lot in the Mishkan is about dying. Look at Rashi over here. Haim Zaru, they seed, they planted, right? They planted. Vatem Lot Israel, therefore you can't plant. Haim Katru, they harvested. Vatem Lot Katru. Haim Helu Et Akrashim. Wait, that's the second one. Look at Rashi here. Haim Zaru Vekitru Samanim Nitzboat Chelet. The whole purpose there was to dye the wools, Vorotelim, and the leathers. Vatachanu Velashu, and they grind, and they need also Nami Samanim. And also to make some anim, let's borrow to paint. Va'ofer, we get to that in a second. Leave Rashi for a second, va'ofer. Although, even let's read Rashi. Rashi, va'ofer, why ofer? The nakamanit, we'll see that later on. Hu bishu. It's also about cooking. What's cooking on Shabbos in the Mishkan? Simanim, making dyes. Right? Ele de nakat, siddur apat, we call it pat. Va'achim nefarash, prepare klal gadol, we'll see it later on. So now look back in the Gemara. What are all the melochas in the Mishkan? There is planting and there's harvesting and there's another one. Remember there was the story that the Nassim brought agalot. They gave us gifts, agalot. And there were these big agalot. And the agalot, we'll see later on in the Gemara, the agalot were very high. They were above 10 tvachim high and therefore they were reshut of their own dalet al dalet. We saw that already that becomes reshut ayachid. So when you're passing the krashim, the beams, the levim are passing from the ground, reshut rabim, into the agalot, it's into reshut ayachid. That's what Rashi says over here. Karkar shtarabim, agalot shtayachid, shegove eser veroch vedalet. We learned this already in the beginning of the Shabbos. So they learn again about from Haim alumi akrashim mi karkar agala, vatem lo tachnisu mi shtarabim shtayachid. Haim horidu et akrashim mi agala le karkar. They brought them down. Therefore, you can't go from shtayachid shtarabim. And Haim, they passed from one agala to the other. Vatem lo tachim shtayachid shtayachid. These are all the melochas of the Mishkan. So the Gemara said, I don't understand. Shriyachid, my kavid. What were they doing passing from one Shriyachid to the other, from an agalat to the agalat? It was Abai and Rabbi. I mean, they both said, Vitam Rav Adabar Ava, Shriyachid, Shriyachid, Derech Rishnar. That's the problem. It wasn't really from Shriyachid, but from Derech Rishnar, over Shriyachid, and that's the problem. So from Ranach, if it's you living in a house and you've got your neighbors next door to you, it doesn't have a problem from Shriyachid, Shriyachid. But if it's in the street in the middle, from over Shriyachid, that's a problem. We'll get to all these halachas. So that is the end there of the idea of Shabbos. Remember that on Daf Memtet, it should have been Lametet. We see for the first time the Lamedtet Melochot. Maybe that's why it's on Memtet, because it's Mem Chaser Echat, and the Mem is here to remind us that Mem Chaser Echat gives you Lamedtet, which is the Tet at the end of the Mem. Okay, just quickly carry on. Now, Begizet Semer V'Emetalt, and then Mishnah carried on and said you can use it in wool, but you can't carry it. Mukta. He says, Rava wants to say, when can't you move them? When is the wool muktzah? There are two different things in the Mishnah. The one is wool you can use for atmana, and the one is wool you can't move with a muktzah. That's only if you never used the wool for atmana. Once you used it for atmana, you can move it, says Rava. Right? Rashi says, look, kasagna hashta, the mile mile katani batiti, our Mishnah is going piece by piece. Right, v'lav ahenech the taman ben kaim. We're not saying that the ones you had mana with you can't move. No, they're two different things. The Mishnah is saying on the one hand you can do atmana, and the other hand you can't move wool. Ah, you've used the fatmana, now got to kli, and therefore you can move it. That's what he says. So eiti ve'ahu mirabana b'ayumin rava. So now it's such a pity. What is tomorrow's daf lach? Because I would like to spend a little more time on the daf lach. Let's carry. He says eiti ve'ahu mirabanan b'ayumin. This rabanan b'ayume. So what do you mean rabanan b'ayume? This fresh guy, one day Rabbanan. So Rashi says over here, Oto hayom ba lebet ha-midrash o-tchila. He just started, first day on the job, he arrived at the midrash for the first time, he's really asking kashyas. Right, there's another whole long explanation here, by the way, which is there's the famous Gemara in Chagiga, which is about the bar bayom dechad, bar bay rav dechad yoma. There's Rav who would travel 3 months in each direction and spend one day at midrash, and they would mock him. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "You can't mock him." And he was called, got a pasuk from Eov, he got to curse them. And Rabbi said, "Please don't curse them." And he said that learning one day is like learning the whole 3 months. Pretty, I advise you to go and read up on it. It's a great story. So there's a Mesorah Shasa over here on Zion. Says Parish Acher Rav Idi Haved Haved Karelei Bar Bei Rav Dechadov Bechagiga Hey. It's had an interesting story, and I think that Rabbi Nissim Gaon over here actually spends a lot of time on it. Yes, anyhow, read it up. Anyhow, let's carry on. So this guy, a new guy on the block, went to Rashi over here. He asked Akashia. He says, what do you mean? He quotes the Mishnah and says, Tomlin begizet semer v'ayim etalvinotan. So Kaitre would say, how would you do it? Like we saw previously. Not only that, you take out the levain of lot. So I don't understand. Look at Rashi, like Kisui, Alma Behenech the Taman Behen Kaasa the Tiltle Elalide Kisui. So why are you telling me you can move them? The Mishnah explained to us, how do you move these things? Lift up the lid, let them fall out. So it's partially, if it was mutar to move them, why do we have to have this whole convoluted story of picking up the lid? Just move them. Ela eat Marachim, he said, no, I'm Rabbi Loshan, Ela Shiloh Yichdan Latmana. We'll carry on tomorrow, let's end the five years.